We're discussing with Kara Screen, Pioneer Group UK Sales Account Manager and newly appointed Women in AV UK Director, about the plans for 2020, honoring Abigail Brown, and what you can expect at ISE 2020.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
You're listening to the AV Nation Women in AV Wavecast. Be like Abby. Welcome, everybody. We're so thrilled for you to join us today on our AV Nation Wavecast. This is the AV industry's only podcast that talks about women's issues, that uplifts women's, and really wants to bring you all of the things that matter to you as women, as well as helping our industry as a whole support women to advance their careers and encourage more women to join us. We're really excited today about the episode that we have for you and our guest, Kara Screen. Some folks may know, you know, over the last few months, we've had a transition within our Wave UK leadership team due to the passing of our founder, Abigail Brown. And I'm really excited that, you know, we're getting to the point where it's really official. And so we're thrilled today to have Kara Screen join us. And she has, you know, stepped up and a dear friend of Abby, also one of the founding members of Wave UK. She's assumed the role of director for Women in AV UK going forward. And so we're really excited to join you today and sort of talk about, you know, what we're going to do. Hi, Karis.
Hi, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, great. So tell our audience and viewers, you know, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Karis, and I've worked in the AV industry for, I think it's just turned 12 years. I started out in distribution, working for one of the UK's largest distribution companies of AV products. And when I started there, I had no idea about technology, really. But the opportunity presented itself, and I threw myself into it, and sort of straight away really loved the company, loved the industry. And I've been in it ever since. So after a few years working in distribution, I then moved to work for integrators. And I love that contact with end users and working more directly with the end users. For the last 6 months, I've been with Pioneer Group, who are based in Reading, just west of London. And we're an integrator that supplies AV to corporate spaces, retail, quick service restaurants, and stadiums. So having done a lot of work in the corporate sphere historically, it's a really interesting and exciting opportunity to see some other avenues that the AV is being utilized in.
That's fantastic. And that's based out of London or the UK generally?
So we're just west of London. It takes about 25 minutes to get into central London on the train. But our customers are across the UK. And as you mentioned, I've been involved with Women in AV in the UK since 2014. I first met Abigail probably around the time that Wave in the UK first set up. I became aware of Abby on social media, on Twitter and on LinkedIn. And she had a hashtag she always used to use, which was love what you do. And she worked in recruitment. And the role I had at the time, I wasn't particularly enjoying. And I just loved Abigail's passion and enthusiasm for what she did. And I saw this hashtag, love what you do. And I was like, I want to love what I do. I need to get in touch with this woman. So I went along and met her for the first time to have a chat about my career and what I wanted to achieve. And then from there, you know, started attending the Women in AV events and then you know, that grew into a very close personal friendship. And she was a wonderful lady.
Yeah, she really was. And, you know, it's as difficult as it is for everyone, I know, to have such an untimely, you know, person leave this world that really was just, you know, such a beautiful force for good in this world. It somewhat also is, if there's one thing that gives me comfort about it, is knowing that folks like yourself and, you know, the other Wave UK leadership team that have come together after her passing are all dear friends, and the relationships that you guys have had over the years, it, you know, it really is just so touching for me personally when, you know, I go back and I look at pictures from 2014 and I'm like, oh my God, there's Karis, you know, there's Pat, you know, there's Kevin, you know, so it's, you know, the success and, you know, the strides and achievements, you know, that Abby, Angie, all of you have made, you know, over these last 5 years for, you know, really carrying out the mission of women in AV to show women as somebody, as people to be respected, to be recognized, to be uplifted, and really important to the AV industry is, you know, it's such a beautiful thing and, you know, really exciting to carry on. Can you tell us about the rest of the Wave UK leadership team?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. So I think it would be obvious to say that no single person could ever fill Abby's amazing shoes. But I know I personally felt very strongly that we needed to carry on the work that Abby did for women in our industry and to not let it, you know, sort of the momentum of the momentum of the group, you know, fade. So there's myself and Pat Dealey, who is the director of AV Jobs. And as you say, Pat's been very closely involved since the outset and has run a lot of women in AV events in the north of the UK. You know, a lot of our industry is in and around London, but obviously there are, you know, manufacturers, integrators, other end users in the north of the country. So Pat has headed up Women in AV UK North, and she's going to be assisting me with sort of the administration of our membership and some other admin type roles. And then we've got Becky Can from Peerless, who, again, Becky was a very close personal friend of Abigail's. And Becky brings fantastic PR and marketing expertise to the team. Sadie Groom, who's been involved, again, for a number of years, and helped Abby set up and launch the first Women in AV mentoring scheme, a scheme that we'll be looking to carry out again later this year. So we'll be looking for mentors and mentees to work with Sadie and, you know, again, sort of carry on the momentum of something that was started a year or two ago. And then we have Kevin McLaughlin, who was hopefully going to join us this evening, but unfortunately unable to. It's really important to have a male input on this conversation. Women in this industry can only become more equal and be promoted and supported if we have the men around us involved. So Kevin, again, has been a fantastic support to the group over the years with his skills and knowledge, and as well his venue at 1 Wimpole Street in London, where we've hosted a number of events. And finally,
I have to say, before you go on, I just have to say it's so fun to look at the pictures and see Kevin as the one male, you know, in a group of all women. So it's kind of the opposite. I'm really keen to, you know, hear and see how he grows that.
Absolutely. And then Maddie Vining, who works with Kevin at Royal Society of Medicine and One Wimpole Street as a senior technician. And it's wonderful to have Maddie on the team as a younger member of the industry. She was in the Innovate 40 Under 40 back in 2019. And in fact, she's under 30. So that's an amazing achievement for Maddie. And also she's a technical person. So often, you know, the women in our industry do tend to be in the sales and marketing type roles. We don't have a huge representation of technical ladies, and hopefully that is something that will continue to grow and change in the future. But it's fantastic to have Maddie as a technical person on our team. So actually, you saying about men at the events reminds me of our Summer Spectacular last year, which was hosted at Chandos House, which is another Royal Society of Medicine venue, an amazing location in the centre of London. Unfortunately, because of the age and nature of the property, it doesn't have air conditioning, and it was around 40 degrees in London that day. So it was hot, but many of us still turned up and attended a fantastic evening of storytelling. Abby's own personal story of her career and also the battle with her illness was very touching and very moving. But what really struck me at that event was the number of men that attended. It was not just Kevin. We had possibly 8, maybe even 10 guys in the room, which was fantastic to see. You know, it's very much something I'm quite passionate about moving forward, is to involve more men and get more guys along to our events.
Yes, I remember seeing a post from a gentleman named Stuart Mitchell, I believe it is.
Yes.
And you know, it was to the effect of, you know, he came thinking that he had to offer something, but really realized how much that was being offered to him. And so, you know, it was just really beautiful to see, like, you know, that we are really better together. And I really share that passion with you, you know, about men being part of it, because, you know, from the day one, I mean, I always say about, you know, Tim Albright, you know, the founder of AV Nation, you know, that's hosting this, you know, Wavecast that we have, he's been one of the biggest supporters of women in AV from day one. And were it not for him selflessly, like, supporting us, sharing his resources, doing everything that he possibly can, you know, we wouldn't have the success that we do. And so I really take a lot of pride in the fact, you know, Chuck Wilson, he's also a gentleman with NSCA who's, you know, he was doing women in AV events before women in AV existed. You know, I mean, you can go back and look at Chuck Wilson, just a phenomenal, you know, he's the executive director of NSCA, but I mean, he has writings and things from the 80s and 90s. I don't want to date, you know, to give, you know, date it, but like, you know, talking about the importance of women and being part of the industry, you know, Owen Wilson, a lot, you know, Kevin, like I said, I mean, he's brilliant, but Owen Ellis, pardon me, is, you know, with the AV user group. He was so influential behind the scenes in helping Sadie and Abby get the mentoring program off to a phenomenal start with sponsorship. So, you know, Rob Sheely with Williams AV, I mean, again, when we started, you know, he just threw any support that we needed at us. He just never said no. So, you know, I really share the passion, and I hope, you know, for folks, you know, out there, especially if there's any men listening to this, you know, we really want you to be part of the conversation. I think men sometimes shy away from getting involved because they don't necessarily know if they have a place. So reach out to, you know, Kevin, reach out to Tim, reach out to Chuck, you know, and we're really excited about him moving forward.
I think as well in the past, even some women have perceived a women's networking event as being, you know, women only. You know, a few glasses of wine, a few cocktails, you know, moaning about our husbands and children if we have them, but it's not at all the case. And I have gained so much confidence and knowledge through attending the events. I remember I can't remember the lady's name, but she was very senior in Sony, and she gave a speech at an event a few years ago, and I would just could so sort of recognize myself in a lot of what she was saying, and it, you know, just really empowered me to you know, do better and try harder. And yeah, I've it is more than just cocktails.
Yeah, that's great. No, it really is. And Abby was just always so especially like good at focusing in on, you know, sort of topics of interest for women that, you know, also with the, you know, maybe women think that, you know, they're going to go and they're just going to get a technical lowdown on some product that isn't necessarily of interest. So, you know, that's really sort of as we go forward and how we, you know, find deeper purpose, you know, and meaning in what we do. You know, what I hear you saying is, you know, Women in AV's mission is really to help people not feel alone. Like sometimes it's like, you know, we go through things in our lives and, you know, we feel that as if, you know, nobody can understand us, or, you know, maybe there's, you know, there's nobody that can help us. And so one of the, you know, really important things that, you know, I take away from, you know, what Women in AV do, and especially what you guys do in the Wave UK and the success that you have built, and I know I'm so excited about for you to build, is, you know, about really that camaraderie and that, you know, kinship that you feel with each other. Mm-hmm. And so talking about like what it is that you're going to do, we're, you know, really excited about ISC. And so can you share with us, you know, what it is that you guys are going to be up to at ISC here in about 2 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to frame it slightly, Abby's passing was, while expected, came around quite suddenly and kind of caught us all a bit by surprise. So, you know, absolutely, we want to carry forward her work. So towards the end of November, I started making some inquiries about what we could do for a Women in AV event at ISE, and it came to pass that the AVIXA Women's Council, which have a very large and active presence in the US, but haven't perhaps done so much activity in the UK and Europe previously, they are holding an event on the main stage Wednesday afternoon on the 12th of February, and we were very happy to be now working in partnership with them on that event. It seemed silly to have a Women in AV event, which was potentially going to be on the same afternoon that AVIXA had already scheduled a Women's Council event. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity to bring everyone together. We've all got one goal and one mission in terms of supporting women in this industry. So it's fantastic to be working closely with AVIXA, and we've got an opening address by Sarah Joyce, who is a senior member of AVIXA, and then we've got a keynote speech by Angela Shoshone, I think is how you pronounce her name. And she is a senior government minister in the Catalan government representing Barcelona, which is the home of ISE from 2021. So it'll be fantastic to hear from her as a senior figure from the Catalan region and understand her perspectives of technology and women in technology, etc. And then we have two panel debates, one with some quite senior ladies from across the industry, and the other, which is the one I'm particularly excited about, focusing on young people starting out their careers. Sadie Groom is going to be talking about our mentoring program. We've actually got on the second panel, we've got a mentee and a mentor from last year's program. So again, a fantastic.
Dan Lee.
Yes, Dan Lee. That's right. Yeah.
He was a mentor. So that's really fantastic.
Yeah. And again, great to have a few guys on the panels as well as ladies.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then also a tribute We'll be doing a nice tribute to them.
And then, you know, we will be doing a tribute to Abigail, just speaking a bit more in depth about her career and her work for women in AV, hopefully with a short video presentation from when she spoke at the storytelling evening last summer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, that's really beautiful. And the way that everybody, you know, has come together in support of carrying on Abby's mission, you know, and also, you know, really, you know, recognizing and uplifting, you know, women, younger person, men. I mean, it's really going to be just a fabulous event. So, and if I understand correctly, Avixa will be live streaming that. So, you know, you want to check into our app.
Yeah, there'll be, the event will be live streamed. So if you're not able to attend ISE, there's still opportunity to get involved and watch what's happening.
Right. And we'll post that out. We'll post the link out when we get that for women in AV. So look at our Twitter handles or our LinkedIn groups and Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, because yes, those of us that might not be able to attend would be great. You know, one of the things that I definitely wanted to, you know, take a moment in a special moment to recognize, you know, about ISE is really wanting to give like a special thanks to AV Mag. They're a UK publication and everything. But when we talk about sort of, you know, organizations and, you know, how women in AV has evolved and grown, you know, it's an unfortunate, in the one hand, it's an unfortunate situation that we aren't able to have, you know, this would have been our fifth Women in AV event with them. So it, you know, obviously given the circumstances, it was a difficult thing to.
It was actually their suggestion because I went to them to discuss setting up an event. And, you know, I think the only slot they potentially had available to us was on the Wednesday afternoon. And that's when we said, this is silly to have an Avixa Women's Council event at the same time as Women in AV. And I'm just so pleased that Avixa embraced the idea with open arms and have included us in the planning of the event and picking the panelists. So it is very much a joint venture and very, very happy to AV Magazine for all their support in the past. I'm sure we'll be working with them closely on other things in the future.
Yeah, and that was what I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that we recognize, you know, and thank them for, you know, all the years of support that they've given to, you know, to the organization, to Abby and to women in AV, you know, especially Clive. You know, he's another man, you know, sort of our unsung heroes that have, you know, maybe have gone unrecognized about how much, you know, men have influenced being able to help us create the success in Zoe Mutter. And so, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we, you know, took a time to say a special thanks to them. And yeah, like you said, you know, as unfortunate it is, but it didn't work out this time, given the circumstances, we really do look forward to working with them and continuing the relationship in the future. Mm-hmm. Events. So, you know, with that, you know, one of the things that, you know, with the tribute that we're going to do for Abby is, you know, really trying to set some momentum for the year ahead and what we're going to be, you know, rolling out as we go on. You know, do you want to speak about International Women's Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of what you were just saying about recognizing others who have been inspiring or through acts of courage and, you know, people that really strive to work hard. These were all qualities that Abby had and we, you know, all absolutely adored her for. And so we've started the hashtag Be Like Abby to try and capture and recognize some of our colleagues. And again, that could be male or female who possess some of Abigail's qualities. So International Women's Day falls on a Sunday this year. We don't have a full-scale Women in AV event planned at the moment, but we do want to make a lot of noise and a lot of activity on social media. So, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, about International Women's Day, recognizing each other for acts of
acts of courage.
Acts of courage, being like Abby. And I think you had a great idea, Jen, so I think you should better explain it about striking a pose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and thinking of ways that we can continue to, you know, keep Abby alive with us as we go forward, you know, the hashtag Be Like Abby, you know, as you mentioned, it's something that we'd really love, you know, to find ways and continue to recognize other people who have gone through or are going through similar things that Abby, you know, went through. And, you know, part of the International Women's Day week is, you know, having a hashtag where people can put pictures on. So over the past years, you know, women have put, you know, pictures up from their own and recognizing and saying, hello, you know, this is Women in AV from so-and-so. And one of the things that we'd like to do this year is, you know, through including the hashtag Be Like Abby. If you look at any picture about Abby, and this is how, you know, just how beautiful she was on the inside and out. She was famous for always striking a pose. I mean, she never just took a picture, you know. I mean, it's like, it's really just beautiful. Like, I mean, she was really model pose and all different kinds. I mean, you could see different kinds if you look at the pictures. So what we'd really encourage and what we would really love to see happen this year in honor of Abby and in honor of recognizing, you know, the beautiful women in the industry is for everybody to strike a pose. You know, strike a pose like Abby, really, you know, give your best, you know, model pose. And when you take pictures, share those pictures out on social media, you know, Twitter, you can find us at Women in AV. You know, we pretty much on Facebook, Women in AV, we have a LinkedIn group. But we really want to see everybody, you know, like strike an Abby pose and, you know, celebrate yourselves. And it will be really touching and a special memory. I know personally, just like Abby would just, she would absolutely love it to see that everybody would be out there in the industry striking pose in honor of her for International Women's Day. So yeah, so leading up, I mean, like you mentioned, it's unfortunately it falls on a Sunday this year, March 8th. So, you know, we really want to sort of kind of have a campaign that, you know, builds up the momentum to, you know, really celebrating the actual day. So that would be fantastic.
So,
all right.
So I was just going to say on March the 9th, we do have an event with Shaw at their Experience Centre in Central London. Unfortunately, it is a very limited capacity for that event, so it will be by invitation only. But later on in April, we have an event in the planning for a LED training day, so a technical training day, but we encourage people from any discipline, whether you know your sales, marketing, technical or any role, to come along to help build your knowledge of the products that we're all talking about and using. It certainly helps my confidence as a salesperson, and I don't come from a technical background. To actually get hands-on with the products really helps my confidence and knowledge. So it'll be a great day hosted by Optoma in just outside London in Hemel Hempstead. And then once we've done the actual technical training day, the end of the afternoon, there will be a networking event for anyone to attend with a guest speaker to be confirmed. But yeah, so that will be our first full-scale UK event for the year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you know, we had talked this sort of earlier, and you know, you made the great point of that. You know, when it comes to actually, you know, sort of the technical side of things, that you know, and it comes to training, sometimes women really kind of step back and let the men go forward. So to be able to have an opportunity for you know all women to get together and be able to, you know, feel comfortable and feel, you know, encouraged to be able to, you know, step forward and, you know, and learn, you know, some of these more technical things can only build, you know, everybody's confidence. You know, one other thing for International Women's Day is it's sort of in the planning stages right now, but we're looking to have a webinar on the Friday before with AV Nation, which will be 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m., UK time, you know, when we look at the international. So we'll stay tuned for more details coming out about that. But, you know, really like looking, you know, excited about like, you know, the different opportunities. I mean, we could talk forever. We haven't even gotten to, you know, Infocom. We haven't gotten to the Summit Spectacular. We haven't gotten to the Wave Mentoring Program. So we're definitely going to have you back, you know, and hopefully Kevin can join us, you know, as things go on. In the most immediate, you know, near term is definitely the ISC event. So, you know, that's good. When is that again for people that want to?
So it's Wednesday the 12th on the main stage, starts at 3:30, scheduled to finish around 5 p.m., but then we'll move into drinks and networking.
Great. And then on International Women's Day, the week prior, you know, we want to, you know, encourage everybody to strike a pose like Abby, do your best model your pose, use the hashtag Be Like Abby on social media so that we can recognize you and, you know, and share that with everybody. Those are some of the two most immediate things. And, you know, from a personal heartfelt perspective, as well as, you know, just in genuine excitement about looking forward to what it is that, you know, Women in AV is going to continue to accomplish, you know, on behalf of Abby, but then also taking it into this new decade. So, you know, I mean, the fresh ideas and everything that you all bring to the table, you know, the Wave UK leadership team, you know, we're just genuinely thrilled for everybody to come together and grateful for your support. So, you know, we'll continue to, you know, get those messages out there, trying, you know, so that people can get in touch with people, like, you know, the leadership team. If you have any ideas, if you, you know, want to get involved, you know, Karis, what's the best way for people to reach you?
So we do have a Women in AV email account, which is womeninav@gmail.com. Outside of that, I'm quite active on Twitter. So my Twitter handle is @AV_Karis. We also have the Women in AV.
Spell that to people. Can you just spell that?
It's CARYS. Okay. So AV_Karis. And so we have Women in AV Instagram account, Facebook account, and LinkedIn group. So whichever is your preference for how you want to keep in touch and find out what we're up to, please reach out to us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then one of the other things, you know, sort of, you know, family commitments prevented Kevin from joining us today. It was really, you know, sort of important. You know, we really want to encourage men to feel comfortable to get involved, to participate. And Kevin McLaughlin is, you know, our male ambassador. So, you know, I'm not entirely sure exactly what his email address is, but you can find him online on Twitter. And it's @Kev_MCLOUGHLIN. So @Kev_ McLaughlin. I'm sorry if my accent is sort of preventing me from saying that right. But, you know, for any men that are out there or anybody that wants to, you know, have a conversation with another man that's, you know, really involved and share, you know, with them, you know, we really encourage you to get involved with them. So Karis, thank you so much. You know, we're really thrilled and, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, follow us at, you know, as Karis said, @WomenInAV. Reach out to us via email, womeninav@gmail.com. Check out, you know, the ISE event. So it's all amazing things to look forward to. And, you know, we're really excited and certainly, you know, honoring Abby. You know, use the hashtag Be Like Abby any chance that you get. When you want to recognize somebody or you know somebody that's doing something amazing, you know, we definitely want to be able to help share and, you know, support people in the industry that are like her. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in. You know, you're listening to the AV Nation, Women in AV Wavecast. You can check this out and all the other podcasts for AV Nation, you know, whether it's in the control systems, the education, higher ed, there's marketing and social with some fantastic women. Check it all out at www.avnation.tv. And if you're not able to go to ISE, or even if you are able to go to ISE, definitely look at AV Nation's website because they've got full show coverage They'll be out there putting, you know, news, information, videos, and generally bringing the information out to the public. So what's going on at the event. So thanks, everybody. You know, look forward to seeing you next time.